Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with episode 103 of Maestro on the Mic, and we're doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm asking you the question, why doesn't the general public know what you do? And I'm gonna sprinkle in some pain science talk for you, because I love you. You wanna know what I think you need to do to get some more patience? Tune into the full episode. But first, AJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today I'm asking you the question, why the fuck doesn't the general public know what you do? What is going on? And today's question is most specifically directed at physical therapists, because I'm a physical therapist, so I'm going to stay in my lane and speak to what I know. And I got to ask you, why don't more people know what it is that you do and what you can do for them? Now, what prompted this is I just listened to an episode of NPR's Invisibilia. I can't even pronounce the title correctly. I'll link it in the show notes, but Naomi Mark from Instagram, an Instagram homie, suggested this after I did a post about pain and tissue damage. All right, more on that later. But I did a post about it, and she was like, hey, have you listened to this episode? And someone else chimed in, and I was like, yeah, let me go listen to this. It looks like it's pretty good. So, you know, the long and short, the episode is good, and you have to listen to the whole thing for sure, because as I know in the beginning I was listening, and I was like kind of getting annoyed, and like I was just like, but listen to the whole thing, it is good. But I finished the episode, and I was just like, why don't more people know what we can do? Right, I'm sitting listening to this episode, and they introduced a term that I actually really liked. And so instead of things like central sensitization or complex regional pain syndrome, like CRPS, they say amplified pain. Right, and so this young girl has what they call amplified pain. When she has CRPS, or she has, you know, central sensitization, where she had had a knee surgery and basically wakes up one night with excruciating hip pain, and it spreads to her limbs and just becomes, you know, debilitating, and it's her whole life. And I'm sitting here listening to the story, and I'm like, yeah, nodding my head like, yes, we know what she has. You know, if you want to put a specific label diagnosis on it, we know what she has. We know how to help her. And, you know, she's just getting run through, you know, put through the ringer and given all these meds. And it's a story that's really good to hear, because this is what the general population is going through and experiencing. But I get so frustrated because I see so much of this going on online, where it's just providers just arguing with each other about who's more correct, who's righter, right? I don't know if that's not even a word, but that's what we're going to say. Who's righter? I'm righter than you. And that's exactly how stupid it is. Like, what are you doing? You're spending time trying to say why using, you know, ultrasound is bad. Meanwhile, your patients don't know what the fuck to be doing. They have no clue that you even exist. Well, not even your patients. The general public has no idea what to do. They don't know you even exist. They don't know that chronic pain can be treated. They don't know that complex regional pain syndrome is a thing, or amplified pain, as they call it. They don't even know. They're sitting here just being crippled by these things that we can help them with, and people are spending time online arguing and, you know, yelling into a sound vacuum, right? Or an echo chamber, right? Because an echo chamber is probably a more appropriate explanation of that, where it's like, yeah, I get so excited because I got all these likes. And it's people that already know your shit and already know this. So, you know, I don't want to discourage providers out there that are trying to spread the message. It's awesome. It's good, right? But we need to make sure that we are reaching the public. We are reaching the general population. And it's so interesting because I watch big accounts that have done this well, and I watch other accounts shit on them, or, you know, kind of just turn their nose up at the marketing techniques and tactics and such. And it's like, you know what? This person has figured out a way to get to the masses. So maybe you don't love the message that they're sending, all right? But you better be taking notes on how they're doing it if your goal is to truly help people and reach people, right? Like this episode, it's good. Overall, it's very good. And, you know, the narrator was, in my opinion, annoying. I'm not going to lie. I found her a bit annoying. And I think that an uneducated person who's not, you know, with pain science or understanding pain science could be misled, especially in the beginning. Like, you have to listen to the whole entire episode. But if you listen to the whole episode, it delivers a really good message about pain science and our understanding of pain and how we should be treating people. And within the episode, and like I said, I'll link it so you guys can go and listen to it. Within the episode, a type of treatment is proposed by this Dr. Sherry, this man. I can't remember the full name, but his name is Dr. Sherry. And I think that's what its name was. And basically, it's that you have to get people out of pain, you have to put them in more pain, which, you know, as a blanket statement, just like that, I know people are ready to jump on that and be like, no, I get it. But at its essence, I mean, you listen to the actual treatment methodology and what they do is very, very sound. And one of the coolest parts is that, and this is something I've been trying to hammer home, you know, pain is an experience. It's, you know, definitely filled and fueled by emotion. It's not a thing. And as such, when we go to treat it, we have to treat it as such. We treat it as a thing, it doesn't get better. We start understanding that it's an experience, and we have to, you know, manipulate the variables that go into that experience if we want to actually help change that experience. That's when we're going to have the best outcome. And so they talk about basically within this program, they take these kids, because it's all about these young females that have chronic pain or amplified pain in this case, and they take them to camp and or this camp's program, and they have them do like 5 hours a day of high level or high intensity exercise. And the whole goal, roughly, is that they don't talk about the word pain. They don't talk about pain. The person that's administering the test, which is actually a physical therapist, and they swing through the episode, and finally, like the end, like physical therapists are good. But the physical therapist just asks, was this task hard, medium, easy? And they don't try to quantify it with pain. And it makes total sense, right? They're creating new neurotags. They are reframing that person's experience, and they're retraining the brain. It's done very, very well. And I know that as I'm explaining, people are like, what? They're going to put them through high-level activity? Go listen to the episode. It's done very, very well. And I agree with it, definitely. And it's interesting because they present two, you know, I don't want to call them pain experts, but two doctors within this. Dr. Stephen Campbell and the guy's name I remembered is Dr. David Sherry. And it's very interesting. They're opposing views, and I am 100% on Dr. Sherry's team here. So with Stephen Campbell, you guys may know him, heard of him. Basically, and this is what the episode is titled, Pain, the Fifth Vital Sign. All right, so we have four vital signs that they always take when you go to the hospital, you go to, you know, see the doctor, things like that, when they're looking at like your respiratory rate, your heart rate, your blood pressure, and your temperature. And so he proposed after getting out of the shower one day that pain should be a fifth one. And it kind of starts off, like I see where his, you know, understand or his hope was with that. Basically, you know, he, and this is so interesting, he went to school in the 70s and speaks about how when you went to med school in the 70s, and a lot of doctors practicing right now, that's when they went to school, like they didn't talk about pain. It wasn't even a thing, which has come to kind of does have its merits, right? We could go kind of dive into that. But he speaks about how it wasn't even like a thing that you learned about. And so basically his goal was to make it more of something that the doctors paid attention to, which is valid. But when you introduce something as the fifth vital sign, that means that at every encounter you have with someone, the doctor or the medical provider is going to ask you about your pain, which means you're going to be thinking about your pain all the time, which we know amplifies your pain. So there's a good and a bad to it. And also what came out of this pain as the fifth vital sign is basically, I don't want to say what directly came out of it is the opioid crisis, but a lot of the studies that were going on during this were funded by by Big Pharma. And so when you have a question being asked at every medical encounter, yeah, we're going to try and create a product that can help out with that, the same way that we have a product that looks to help out with blood pressure, you know, things like that. So there's definitely a big drawback and a downside to that. But I think it all came from a very good place. Like, this guy wasn't like, I'm going to mess up the world, right? He came from a good place. But, you know, enter Dr. Sherry, and what he's looking at, which is phenomenal, is basically he uses a story of, like, he like holds up his finger apparently, and he got part of his finger chopped off by a snowblower or something. And he holds up his finger when he meets people, and he talks about this story that he went to the ER and they immediately wanted to put him on pain meds. Like, he goes in, he's bleeding, whatever, and they want to put him on pain meds. And he was like, you never even asked me what my pain scale was. I have no pain right now, and you're ready to give me medicine. So it's like, you know, we see it kind of dovetailing and tying into like the benefit of asking someone about their pain. It just can't be the center point of things. And so he came up with this program to help people that have amplified pain, where, you know, the long and the short is that you put people in more pain so that they can retrain their brain, right? I don't love the way that the woman, the narrator, kind of explains it. And that's why I said, if you listen to the whole episode, you really start to understand what's going on, because they tease things out at the end and you see the why behind it. Because the way that the episode is presented is she's kind of more storytelling than like presenting facts. So it does have a bit of flowery language in it, and just the way that it's narrated, you know. And so you kind of may lose the point at first and be like, this is terrible. What are they doing to these kids? But in the end, you see they are doing the right thing, or it's a lot more right than just giving someone drugs and medication and things like that. So I didn't intend for this episode to be basically a synopsis of that podcast episode, which it is becoming, but it's kind of warranted so that you guys get why I'm so kind of fired up, because it's great that things like this are becoming mainstream. And I think that ultimately it's going to lead to a paradigm shift, and hopefully we will be much better at treating people with pain. And notice I said treating people with pain, not treating pain, not treating people with pain and helping them with that pain experience. But my knee-jerk reaction when I listened to this was, why don't people know what physical therapists can do? Because we are so well equipped to treat this. And that's who actually did the you know, administering the interventions within this episode. Yes, it was, you know, founded, I guess, by an MD, or he's a rheumatologist. But it's a physical therapist that are putting people through this. And we know this stuff, or we're learning this stuff. And it is so important that we get that message out there. You cannot be mad if someone doesn't buy your shit because they didn't know it existed. Right? If you didn't market it, how are they going to know? We as physical therapists, and, you know, I'm going to extend that message to everyone, every single person out there that can help people. We need to be doing a better job at making ourselves relevant to the public and letting them know what we can do. This improved understanding of pain and the pain experience is the direction that we need to be going if we want to actually help our patients. And that's, I filmed it a little while ago. I filmed the very beginnings of what's going to become an online course about understanding pain, because I see a huge gap. I see that people care and they're trying, but they're asking the wrong things. They're asking the wrong questions. And if you ask the wrong questions, you're never going to get the right answers. So I created this online course. It's going to be called Understanding Pain with the Maestro, so that providers and practitioners and patients will better understand the pain experience. Because this episode proved to me that when we understand what's going on, we have such a better chance of helping people. And one of the coolest parts of this episode was that at the end, the young girl who has, you know, the amplified pain, she leaves the camp, the program thing, and her pain's not a zero. And that's real talk. That's real life. Her pain's at a 6. But the therapist and the doctor tell her, we've equipped you with the skill set so that if you keep doing this stuff, you will get better and you should get better. And it's going to take time, you know, within the next year, but things should definitely improve. And that's what we need to be doing as providers, educating ourselves so that we can fix this person or give them a concrete answer, because we don't have that, but so that we can empower them and give them hope. There is nothing more powerful than hope. And you see it, you hear it in this episode when this, you know, this young girl's like, okay, I'm at this place and maybe this can help me. Maybe I can get better. And even just, you know, we don't want to shit on diagnoses because people do that. And they're like, there's nothing to a diagnosis. There doesn't tell us how to fix someone, right? We don't fix people, we facilitate, but doesn't tell us exactly what to do. But, and I have an episode about this, it does provide a sense of hope. For that patient, it says, someone else had this, there's a chance for me. Or the doctors seem to know what this is called, so maybe they know how to help me. Right, which may be erroneous if we just put all of our eggs in that basket, but there is value in a diagnosis, and such that if you as a provider, you know, this person's supposed to come to you and you were to be like, yeah, you have complex regional pain syndrome, or you have amplified pain, and here's what's going on. Let me explain the biology behind it. It's not all in your head. Here's what your nervous system is doing. Here's how we can help. Do you have any idea how that could change things for someone? I'm not saying that, you know, just simply talking to someone is going to make them 100% better and then never see them again. No, because that's also an incorrect message. And I see too much of that being spread to, especially the noob grads. I see it on social media where people are kind of making it seem like treating chronic pain or treating patients with chronic pain is very easy. No, not at all. But it all needs to start with understanding and education. And educating ourselves. It's not about educating the patients. It's about educating ourselves and truly understanding what is going on. So kind of circling back a little bit, that is why I created that course. I'll have more info for you in the next coming weeks. If you're super interested in it though, here's what I'm gonna do. I'll drop a link in the show notes. Click the link and it'll take you to a little sign up page. And if you input your email there, you'll be on the list. And this way you'll definitely receive the updates directly to your inbox. But yes, this is why I created the course, to kind of fill that gap so we could start off with having this better understanding so that we could better treat these patients. But if we circle way, 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 way back to the beginning of this episode, I need you guys out there to do a better job. And if you are doing a good job, I commend you. I salute you. I don't want to like lead with negatives, but I need us all to do a better job of making ourselves relevant to the public. We have to let people know what it is that we can do. We need to spend less time arguing with each other and more time just lifting everyone up. There's a whole lot more value in simply telling someone what you can do, showing people what you can do, and getting good results than there is in trying to debunk someone's methodology or prove someone wrong. Because a lot of times what I see out there is, you know, people putting stuff on social media about like, don't do this or this treatment is bad. And what does that mean for the patient who reads it? They have no idea then what they're supposed to be getting. Because then they're kind of like, well, my therapist did that with me. Does that mean that they're bad? Or like, it helped me once. So am I making it like what? That's what we're doing. If all you're saying is like, this thing doesn't exist, this thing is wrong, and you give no other counterpoint, you're just confusing people. Remember who your audience is. Remember who you are trying to reach. My goal is to reach clinicians, providers, you know, movement enthusiasts, the educated population, educated as it relates to kind of, you know, this medical movement, whatever topics, right? I'm not trying to go directly to the patient. I'm not trying to treat more people or assess more people. I'm trying to educate the providers. If your goal is to treat more people, your messaging and your marketing needs to reflect that. We need to get the message out there. Like the episode, like I said, it was great, but equally frustrating that this exists and that I see this existing. And in the same, you know, the next Instagram post, I see people arguing with each other, and both of them are great providers. Don't worry about each other. You're both doing great stuff. Go and communicate with the general public, right? So I'm gonna wrap this up. It went long. I don't even care. This message, I need to get it out there, right? So if you're just as fired up as I am, right? If you're picking up what I'm putting down, if this episode resonated with you, I am not asking for any likes, stars, subscription, anything like that. No, I want you to go out and tell one person about what it is that you do. And I don't mean on social media. I want you to tell them in person. Because if you just do a post, posts are amazing. I do them all the time. Love them. But they go to the same people. And most of the people already know what it is that you do and what we can do as a field, as a profession. I want you to go and face-to-face tell one person. And if you're a little bit shy, you don't want to talk about yourself, all right, cool. Talk about the profession as a whole. And this, yes, I started off talking about physical therapists, but I know that other people listen to this. So no matter what it is that you do, I want you to go out and tell one person, just one, what it is that you or your profession does and how you can help. All right, officially wrapping it up this time, guys. Until next time, friends, Maestro